Welcome back to the 2020 podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have the pleasure of speaking with
Christina Sekia.
It's a pleasure to have you in studio. You have a couple of books. What's the title of your first book?
Hi, John. Thank you so much for having me in your show. I was very glad to be part of the first. We are getting an excellent result from people across the globe. Let me tell you, a lot of my fan followers, friends, and from family, they have really, really admired your interview. I got very good acknowledgement from very well-established people from film and television industry also.
Thank you for that, by the way, because it kept me at number one, because sometimes I get to number one, but then I go to number three. I can sense your interview. I've been consistently number one.
That's a compliment. Thank you for both. To come from very well-established people from media, especially, is a great thing about our first interview. As per your question, the first book, as you asked, is about living life in with wealth consciousness, known as I'm a $1 billion Star. And a lot of people who have heard our first part will know about the book. Now let me extend a little bit. Is when you live in life in a lack consciousness, you say, oh, I don't have this, I don't have the money, I don't have the right relationship with my partner or a specific person, or I don't feel healthy within myself.
Right.
So what message do you give to yourself or the universe, the nature, that you don't have it, you know? So the moment you put yourself in the lack consciousness, you attract abundance, but abundance of lack. And the moment you flip the story about yourself, saying that that was an old story, and the new story is, I'm vibrating in abundance, in wealth. So you just acknowledge yourself that I am the star. That is the whole book. It's all about lifestyle. It's about wealth, finances, it's about career, it's about great relationship and spiritual abundance, everything. And we are all evolving. While writing the book also, I myself went through a lot of evolution inside me and still learning. And it has been a great journey. And definitely this book, you should have it. It's a lifestyle book. If you don't have that book with you, it's a loss.
And where can we get this book at?
It's getting published worldwide. And definitely it will come in Amazon, Google, Kindle, and all the platform. It will be available very soon. We are at the edge for publishing very, very soon.
Wow, that's awesome. So that means we're going to have you back on the show again once the book actually comes out.
Yeah.
It's like a teaser, huh?
Yeah, it's like a teaser. And the real video teaser is also going to come.
Right, so somebody's like, they haven't been getting any acting roles or they haven't been booking stuff, so this is something they can use for that to attract more gigs.
Yes,
because I'm interested for myself, because I'm just now starting to do co-star auditions and series rec, and this didn't happen before, and I'm kind of doing exactly what you said, focusing on changing my shifting my consciousness.
Shifting, and it's actually kind
of working, but it would be easier if I had your blueprint.
So what happens, even if you create a new reality from yourself, because you have a deep-rooted belief in your subconscious mind, it can throw you back to your original story. The only way to get through it is persist, and you keep saying, no, I don't care what the how much money I have got in the bank account, do I have the name and fame and celebrity in the, like, you know, status in the 3D reality. But you create something inside you, you start believing into something which you haven't seen in the 3D reality. You keep persisting and keep telling yourself, no, the story which I am creating right now, the new story, is my reality. So as you impress your subconscious mind with your actions, with your belief, with your visualization and your affirmation, whatever way you can, you do it. Of course, I'm not telling you to do hard work, because I don't get into hard work. I do take inspired actions. There will be a time your energy will shift, vibrationally will shift, the old story will fade away and the new story will start showing in your reality. But it takes time. Sometimes some people are very good manifesting in a day or a week or month, but you will be in the end result. Just believe that this is the truth.
So the name of it is I Am a $1 billion Star. So you're not saying you're a $1 billion star. If I was at the bookstore, I'm the $1 billion
every
star.
Every person is a billionaire.
And I want to get the book so I can, get it. Because sometimes I was thinking, wait a minute, is that arrogant? She's saying she's the billion-dollar star, but it's not you. It's the person that's reading the book has the potential of being the billion-dollar
star.
Yeah,
we all have a potential to be an infinite star actually inside it.
And you're putting it out there in the universe, so the universe hears it, so it opens up for you, and it happens. Awesome.
And every page has got such great connection with anything. You have your connection with animals, your food habits, how you cook food, and how what type of energy you want to put in your food. It can be anything, beauty of your body, how you take care of your body. So everything sum up to be a bigger star. You're already light, but you're expanding your light, the book is all about.
So more about your acting. How many films have you done in India?
I started my career with theater plays. And then since my school days, and I still love to do plays. I'm still looking forward to do another play called The Blackbird, one of the very famous David Harrower's play. And then I went ahead to do radio also for 10 months. Radio just happened to me. And documentaries, voiceovers, and then acting in television and films, everything. Now it has it proceeded to writing and production also.
But what's the biggest Bollywood film? What's the name of that one? Was it Lockhart?
It's in process right now.
Right.
Completely. And there are more other Hollywood films which are coming out very soon, which the talks are on, process are on, pre-production is on, and then it's confirmed actually almost even the preparation. Because of the pandemic, things got a little bit delayed. But yes, guys, you can just Google my name and find out all the films or anything which I do in any genre is always there. You can find it in my YouTube channel also.
What's the name of your YouTube channel?
Mine is Christina Saikia. YouTube channel, but you can just type Google my name, you will find a lot of information.
Right, how do you spell your last name? Well, first and last name, actually.
It is Kristina Saikia.
I mentioned on the last episode, go to your website, but pack a lunch because it's full of information.
Yeah, a lot of information.
I mean, on different subjects.
In different subjects. It is on acting, it's on writing, and it's on metaphysics too, on wellness and meditation, which I teach to people across the globe. That is a very interesting. Now we are coming up with, as the pandemic gets better, doing retreats, wellness retreats across the globe in exotic location. I'm looking forward to doing Costa Rica soon. People can have a great meditation and healing process, Reiki, tarot reading, whatever, in the middle of the ocean. And it's an exotic experience.
Right, so wrapping up here, what else should the audience know about you?
Just take the present moment. Don't focus on your past stories much. The past is gone. I would like to convey a message through my work, whatever I do, is you are very powerful. And think yourself that you are the co-creator of everything you manifested till now. And through my artwork, through acting, modeling, or dance, writing, or through meditation courses which I teach, I want to express or emote one thing, is that be expressive. You have whatever time you have got on this planet, just know that you're so beautiful and your expressions will leave a legacy as you leave the planet. So whatever time you have got, make sure that you make most of it. And please do not forget to buy my book or get my book from all the platforms everywhere. It will be fine. You will find it. Connect me in Instagram, Dr. Christina Saikia, and Facebook is Christina Saikia, and LinkedIn is same Christina Saikia. Twitter is Christina_5. So, and my website is christinasaikia.net, and you can write to me art9mystic@gmail.com.
Say that again.
art9mystic@gmail.com.
So it's art, 9, and then mystic?
Mystic.
@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So anybody can just write you?
Yeah, they can write to me for booking for any kind of tarot, angel card reading, or meditation, or Reiki healing. And I'm also teaching now very soon is how to attract your specific person in spite of any circumstances. Yeah, that's a fun part. How to create your brands, how to be celebrity, and how to position your brand. You position yourself in globally. So those are the new courses which are coming up, and definitely I'm sure people are going to like it. And as far as acting in films are coming up, very soon you're going to see me in many projects. We are doing a horror films actually very soon. I'd not like to name it and the posters and the pre-production is getting ready. Completely a dark film. It's very interesting that film is coming up soon. In the next episode, for sure, I'm going to reveal that.
And when you have your books.
The first book, I'm a $1 billion Star, will come very soon. But at the same time, I'm shooting with different photographers across the globe and traveling a lot. But because of the pandemic, it becomes a little bit challenging right now because the shootings are taking time. To bring the entire crew together is like, you know it. I mean, it's very challenging.
Yeah, so when the book comes out, I'll make an announcement. Then you come back in the studio so we can go more into detail. Like, what page is this on? Page is this on?
Yes.
So when they order, they can go to the exact page and follow your templates.
Yeah, templates. They can, definitely. Then it will be more. The campaign is starting right now, step by step. And I'll be very happy to come back to your show again so we can proceed ahead with part 3 of it. You know, it'll be interesting. And Lockhart 2, of course, we are already doing the film. And I'm doing almost some work in India, Indian film industry also. But it's globally I'm working. I mean, it's very interesting to connect with different scripts and different film industry. That's very, very enlightening for me.
That's awesome, because this is season 5, the season of the woman. And you're a perfect guest. Thank you so much for doing my show. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, John, for inviting me in the show for the second time. I'm very excited. And thank you to all our listeners who has been supporting us through the first episode till now. I think today is the 6th or 7th day.
That's the 6th day of number 1. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Yay! Lucky 7, hopefully.
Lucky 7. That's a great one. Guys, please continue to give your support. And in this show also, I would like to take opportunity to thank everyone who has voted for me in Miss Jet Set 2021 and brought me a long way. And I'm looking forward to come again with my new films, which I'm excited and I am shooting. Let me tell you, that is also true. We are working on it, and the books, of course.
Okay, well, it's been such a pleasure, Christina, and thank you so much. Until next time.
Yes, cheers, guys, and thank you to John too. We'll rock again back.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
For more information on Christina, go to KristinaSaikia.net. Season 5, Season of the Woman, continues. We have so many more amazing women. Be sure to keep tuning in every time here on Actors2020Podcast.com. And remember, wherever you're listening, be sure to leave us a rating and or a review or subscribe. We would appreciate that. So if you're coming to Los Angeles and you have an acting gig and you don't want to pay $400 to $600 for a hotel, I have a pull-out Murphy bed that you can sleep on in my new place in Santa Monica. We're moving our studios over there. And if you have a self-tape you need to do, I have all the lights set up. You just come by, we'll shoot it, bring your phone, you're in, you're out, and you're one and done. And boo-hoo, ski season is over. It just ended today, so I rented the cabin out, put up my ski skates. Yes, you heard me right, ski skates. Hopefully you saw my video. You're not skiing, you're not skating, you're ski skating. It's like being on a pair of roller skates, but you're going down the hill. It's pretty cool. We'll talk more about that next ski season. And remember, wherever you're listening to this number one podcast and performing arts, leave us a review, a like, a share. Thank you. That wraps up this episode of Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode, bye-bye. Now it's time for the lesson. Listen, learn, because here comes the lesson. Lesson 1. Everybody sit down. JK's going to take you for a ride uptown. Hey, yo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful. You're the only one to blame when it comes to things that you don't know. Stick to the rules and just say no, because you're young. You're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up your beauty. They'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul, is somewhere on the shelf. And you're walking through the streets now, talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson 1, it's time for lesson 2. You have a choice, and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star. But for now, I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the heck does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with the 5 line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm casting a pilot. My life's been out of control, just like an LA riot. I walk
walked off the set, said to heck with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yep, final lesson here, of course it's number 3. Now remember, I'm an actor, to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games, but now I'm kicking butt and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, it was a long, hard crawl, but it was all worth it. I'm a box off the straw, opportunity was there and I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. And you can be like me, enjoying fame and fortune. Boom! That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Key. Until the next episode. Bye-bye.